Simon Dalad Sif Tezayin. David HaMelech would not sleep the amount of time it takes for 60 breaths in the middle of the day. In other words, at night he would sleep. I mean, in the daytime, it's very unclear what is the share of Shishin Nishmi. Kedei Sheloi Litum Tamisa. You shouldn't have a feel of death. And the Ramos says, the Gemara Perkei Yoshin Mash Medavkin Vayoyim, like we said before. In other words, at night he would sleep longer than that period of time. But Lamaisa, the Bishop Brew brings that the Achrayim point out, and the Gemara is just telling us that many Amoroyim would be makbeh on this only in the daytime. But David HaMelech himself, even at night, he would not sleep that period of time. Kamuvan, we're not in the Madrega of David HaMelech. We should get a good night's sleep. And in the daytime, someone wants to be machmeh, can be machmeh not to have a longer sleep. Some say the minimum of shir is a half hour, some say more than that. On Shabbos, everybody agrees that one is entitled to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. With respect to the issue of trying not to sleep more than shita nishmi in the daytime, we mentioned before the opinion of a half hour, but there are different shitas. One shita holds 3 hours, and one shita holds just a few minutes. The bottom line of this is, Mishnah Berurah brings various achrayim, is a person, if he doesn't need it, he should avoid it. But if he needs it to function properly, or to be able to learn properly, then it's more important to get a proper sleep and be Yovel Hashem properly than be makbid on this.